caught in the dark with a radio spark. Meet me where the most light falls. Listening to Where the Most Light Falls with DJ Tamara on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Litany. Tomato seed, apostle whom the earth loved most. Mustard seed, for all the faith we need to move mountains. Apple, who tricked us and got our names on the board. Aloe, the balm of Gilead, for all the hopes we had. Blueberry, a memory of ancient verse and creed. Cinnamon and cardamom, the scents and flavors of the Bhagavad Gita. I am the taste in water, O son of Kunti, and the radiance of the sun and the moon. I am the sacred syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound and ether. Carrot, to help the blind lead the blind. Dandelion, escaped by the prophet Daniel just in time when he dreamed that he was both lion and den and interpreted that to mean he was alive. Daisy, counter of blessings, and he loves me, never though he loves me not, for he that is without love is a clanging cymbal. Elephant ear, who fell from too much pride, let this be a warning, brethren. Eucalyptus, for when we are inflamed. Spinach, a favorite of Samson and all strong men, but not Delilah. The Philistines be upon thee. The Philistines be upon thee. Sassafras, to get to the root of it all, meant to sweeten the breath of the gods before they kiss us deeply, and do not apologize for it, because they know the rules of poetry as laid down by Burns. Number 6, the honest and beautiful and truthful first object of poetry is a longing for sex. Gardenia, the most fragrant chapter at the southern end of all our troubles. Hosta, whose name is everlasting, and heather for abundant love. Iris, for all the mothers we grieve in white, blue, and purple. Jonquil, lover of self who drowned from looking in too deeply, too soon. Lantana, who can take the heat from 40 days and nights in the desert before we come to the promised land. Lemon, for keeping our hands clean and therefore holy, but only after digging in the earth. Milkweed, to bring butterflies and appreciation for small winged graces. Nettle, because it stings and awakens us again to necessary pain. Pansy, for diversity. Rosemary for Ophelia and all those suffering from romance and death wishes, to help them remember the going under, the sweet drowning. Rose, thorned beauty, because we keep touching anyway, though we come away bleeding, because the scent of love is powerful, it lingers. Queen Anne's lace, a veil for being loved like Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Sage for the wisdom of Solomon, who remembered his first love and built temples in her honor. Verbena, for sleeping with the sainted poets and angels, and after our loving, sleeping sweetly and soundly, but not without dreams. Willow, for those who weep and are comforted, now or in a coming age. Yarrow, lover of bleeding heart liberals, and once again the poets, who will never stop the flow of blood or tears until the revelation. Exodus. The tree felt empty because the owl left, and the music of the pines was trimmed by a chainsaw into only two notes, played with a vibrato. The grass burnt up from Roundup. It hadn't felt right for years. The seeds went on strike for better potting soil. All the oceans were filled with oil, and the water birds said, "Why have you forsaken me?" They said this to the bumblebee because God left town with all the people and animals tossed in a suitcase. There were only half a dozen. The bumblebee is the only one left of his generation. He taught the pines the vibrato, and he only does solos. The fields begged for a plow. The sky did not know how. The wind was scarred by chemicals, and the periodic table collapsed. The orchid said, "We'll try to start over." The roses stared in disbelief. The weeping willow was too filled with grief to cry anymore. But you've heard all this before, so why don't we just skip this chapter and not waste the paper? At this, the audience laughed out loud because the forest had a bad reputation for being pimped out for paper, and the poets hidden in caves, forgotten by God, felt ashamed of using so much. There was no more peyote to find a vision. The devil was proud and sent an ever-darkening cloud to dim the sun who had long been set to run anyway and so bid goodbye to all the lullabies she'd learned. The sand was the only one concerned. The rain didn't even feel like coming around. The Puget lost its sound. The shrubs drew swords. "We'll fight to the end." The moon had its doubts. And a rumble came from the belly of the black holes. Tomcat's Sermon. Thus spake the prophet Tomcat, who had come to warn the people but got caught up in the sound of a whippoorwill whom he found to be quite lovely. He gave up prophecy for evangelism. And so it shall be that the Exodus will come to pass if the people fail to change. They must fall in love with the earth immediately. They must praise her all the day long. They must build temples in her honor. At one time, the Nile was worshipped as a god, and the poets glorified her. Langston Hughes wrote, "I've known rivers." Melissa Steffi wrote, "The Choptank River is a living river. Thousands swim, fish, and crab in her depths." The sun was adored as well and written and sung about. Andrew Park wrote, "A glorious orb is the sun. Who shall describe his flame?" "I shall describe his flame," said Tomcat, the evangelist and true poet, a fellow with a sketchy past in which he might have referred to a woman as some dame and promptly forgotten her name. But now there is this whippoorwill, and he can't get the song out of his head, but he must preach anyway. The flame of the sun starts in a distant green country. It never bows to anything or anyone. The flame of the sun erupts in fertile lava as a result of his lovemaking. The flame of the sun catapults energy southward and inward and falls on altars and burns them up. The flame of the sun is a supreme priest and a pharaoh bent on making history. The flame of the sun says she is smoke and ash, fire and brimstone, and I love her. The flame of the sun kisses the feet of the earth and unbinds them and bids them walk. The flame of the sun illuminates Tutankhamun's tomb and unwraps him so that his gold face gleams and he becomes a god. The flame of the sun puts everyone in the Middle Kingdom with lion, crocodile, and hippopotamus. The flame of the sun enlightens a culture and impregnates poems. The flame of the sun survives in art and architecture and makes every day holy. The flame of the sun is rekindled in community with the candle keepers in monasteries and bars and creativity salons. The flame of the sun is cyclical and harmonious and perfectly in tune every time. Thus said Tomcat, also known as Ka and Ba, a person's double, a spiritual ram, a spiritual entity, to his whippoorwill, who grew silent to enjoy the reading. Transformation, a fox tale. Born a fox, fox in the hen house, fox hound, fox trot, a slow flowing dance. Three-step, feather-step, natural turn. Silver fox, crazy like a fox, fox on the run, slick like a fox, quick like a fox, hide in plain sight like a fox, whiskey, tango. Hunted like a fox, the out of breath, got to get somewhere, got to get under it, got to go deep, fox, when chased for fur or fun. Fox in flight, chased by dog or horse. Red fox, brown fox, quick brown fox jumps, fox in the night. In Japanese literature, elite and folk, the fox is often a shapeshifter, a symbol of transformation and duplicity. The rice god Inari has fox servants and is said to be a fox himself. Kitsune, the outsider. Miobo, celestial fox. Nogitsune, wild fox. In one of the traditional Japanese stories, a man shoots a fox with an arrow, wounding it, but is unable to catch it. On his way home, he sees it running past him with a flaming brand in its mouth. It sets his house on fire. In another story, a man saves the life of a vixen, who later visits him. Explains that she is only temporarily human and offers herself as his brief concubine. Sin, he thinks, and says no, whereupon he heard this song. The hat thou lovest, reed wove, tricked out with damask, ah me, hath blown away into the Kamo River. And the fox is free to become fully human, and she leaves the man behind. Aesop's fox, who says he doesn't want grapes, never did, after he tried to reach them and couldn't. In several illustrations of this scenario, the fox first walks back and forth, admiring the alluring grapes on the vine. It is the same with a man who loves a woman only as long as she loves him, and after that begins to call her names and say he never loved her at all. Foxglove, splendid purple flower bells with sparkle throats, highly toxic, also called digitalis. All this I offer on the word of a fox. a roaring lion. A French composer from the 12th century named Léonin helped to create the Magnus Liber Organi, a collection of music intended to celebrate polyphony, many voices, many parts, in harmony. The earth is composed of polyphonic music, among them lines of lion litanies. Memorize them. A liturgy for Panthera Leo, his tawny belly and his low, slow approach on the savanna and grassland or through the bush because he is king and shaman scavenger with tufted tail. He is Moses of the burning bush, an apex predator, nocturnal. He meditates 20 hours a day on the great silence of being before the roar. A lion's music, a carnival of sound beyond the roar of reserve, park, zoo, circus, and safari. The wild kingdom beyond the definition of safe and unsafe, cruel or kind, in sub-Saharan Africa or in India. Gira forest, where the heart beat and drum beat and incense are heavy. A social animal, he can be heard from 5 miles away by animals whose hearing is keen and who know his reputation for sound defeat. At the revelation, when the fifth trumpet is blown, gold-faced locusts will come forth with hair like women and lion's teeth. Behold the lion and the lion-hearted. Pride, live in it, they say. Make it a virtue. Hunt, fight, mate, that is all. The cave lions at Chauvet move to the left, faces eager and intent. Growl to say it and say it loud. This is the way of prophets and music directors who say forte, pianissimo, grande. Secure your survival. Know how to escape. Rely on your memory. Seek buffalo and bring it down. Bite deeply, love deeply, scowl and prowl. Be thirsty to the core and drink in loud laps. Shake your lovely mane. Be proud and vain. There is no need to explain. And the lion shall lie down with the lamb, but only in heaven. Not in this life, not on your life, not while he is hungry. The one who would lie down with a lion best grow sharp claws and a bold appetite. A carnal carnivore, a feline femme fatale, who opens herself to his world and brings him food. She stalks, then rushes toward her prey, and in one leap the game is over. The clutch, the blessed asphyxiation. They rub their heads together and roll together. Sekhmet, Egyptian goddess, a solar deity depicted as lioness, formed the desert from her breath and drank the Nile. She protected the pharaohs and was herself a fierce warrior and hunter, leading armies into war. Her dress, her robes were the color of bright blood from a fresh kill, and across each breast a leonine motif, one before whom evil trembles. Lady of slaughter, she who mauls. It was not wise to make the lady angry. And so to appease her, the people performed rituals in temples with many statues of her. Jesus went out like a lamb, but he is coming back the Lion of Judah. The earth loves her lion. She lifts him up in stately trees from which he can see all that is his in the remarkable kingdom of many voices. Coyote, Trickster, Part 1. The Navajo say that in the beginning the sky and the earth touched, and at the spot where they met, coyotes sprung up out of the ground. He cannot be hunted, but he can be found. Coyote is called upon by the earth for help to stretch its boundaries, imagined and real, and he is not afraid to steal if it is necessary. slim muzzle, light on his feet, known for slipping easily across borders, coming and going back and forth with ease. But in reality, he's a little on edge, if you please, a little tightly strung on the wire. I heard he sets the night on fire. How else to maneuver, negotiate with sleepy border guards, or time the crossing with shadow and light? If he wants, he breaks the lights by throwing rocks, then carries immigrants across. His aim is true. If you ask, he'll carry you. In some Native American creation myths, Coyote is the creator himself, but this is not his only role. Coyote has a daring soul. He transforms himself into a variety of beings, including a fool or a cultural hero. He's a controversial character and a catalyst for change, so if the world around you looks a little strange, he might be near. We never know when or where he might appear. He is also known for uninhibited lust and associated with sexual power. He shows up looking good and hungry at the cocktail hour. Canis Latrans, brother from the other side of the coin, the rusty side to your shiny penny, but no less slick for that, greased up as he is and free and loose. And females like that ragged breath he draws with excitement just before he makes a move. Coyote has nothing and everything to prove. Part 2. In the 1960s, a woman named Margot St. James fell into a lifestyle that led to an arrest for turning tricks, of which she was not guilty, but a label sticks. After that, the doors for regular jobs were closed, so the fable came true. She laid down the law, so to speak. All over town, police, judges, and lawyers, tricksters all, were regular clients of St. James' contextual sexual science. During the years that followed, she met the writer Tom Robbins at a kind of commune she was living in, and as she prepared his breakfast the next morning, he said, "I know you. You're the Coyote Trickster." With that, she had the acronym for a new sex workers' rights movement, Call Off Your Old Tired Ethics. Coyote is said to be able to change the direction of rivers and create new landscapes. Put him behind bars, and he escapes. Part 3. This old boy can't stay long. His ears are pointed in a different direction. His strategy's beyond detection. You'll see his grizzled gray-brown coat slip away before dawn. The one you built a dream upon. When you are safely on the ground where you wanted to be, having lost your old fears and adopted new ones of never seeing him again or hearing his stories of bravado, half of which he might be making up, he'll say, "Gotta go, look me up." It doesn't matter if you take action. He's a master of distraction. He will bring you untold, if temporary, satisfaction. Like you, the earth is tangled up with Coyote, her solace in the night, her red tail light. But he's headed back to mountain swamp or forest. The earth's Coyote is a tourist. The Navajo have said it will avail nothing to be angry with Coyote. Wrathy words and loud commands will not influence him. Coyote controls the rain, and it is he who stole the stars and scattered them. Castor canadensis. The flat paddle tail of the brown-backed beaver. Instrument of balance and alarm, flap taps on the surface of the river and changes its course as the foreman of the water's blue-collar workforce. Praise the beaver's water charm. In Gaelic, Dobran lost the Arthon. From glands beneath his tail, he brings the oil castoreum to waterproof his coat. He stole the sun from the moon god's box, placed it in the heavens, and thus brought the light to earth. Who can tell the beaver's worth? He builds his water world and lives in splintered trees with bark unfurled. What looks like hodgepodge is his winter lodge. Webbed propeller feet compel our robust rodent forward to the river trees to gnaw with oversized orange teeth delicious willow bark and leaves and softer wood in winter, to trim from tree a hollow home and also get his dinner. He has lips behind his teeth to keep the splinters out. Beaver likes the night for swimming down and mating, colony creating. In June, his babes are found by twos or fours, toddlers when they leave the den, called the earth's kidneys by Native Americans. Extol the beaver papa. The Lakota call him Kappa. Cherokee children cast their baby teeth to the beaver with a song and say his tail from too much pride grew flat, and then his heart grew strong. The Cree say a giant magic beaver caused the earth to flood. It was from his gathering of mud that the Manitou made the earth. Oh, bless the beaver's birth. The Blackfeet say the beaver taught us how to grow tobacco. The Haida say a lonely woman dammed herself a swimming hole and stayed so long her apron turned into a beaver tail. It's just as well. The beaver knows the sacred pleasure dome with scent, secret underwater door and scented mound, a habitat for heron and kingfisher and other creatures safe and sound. And at the hickory helm, the beaver saves the elm, but the beaver also births meadows and forest births in the places that he changes. The water's range he rearranges, his pacing makes a turtle runway, his teeth and tail hold sway, this kingdom ruler of the dam and marsh. I wonder if he carves a world somewhat less harsh than ours. The Ecology of Fear, Wolf's Story. I can't think of a beast that has been asked to carry more of our psychic burden than the wolf. Jason Mark, Scientific American. Shadowed in gray power, in sixes and tens, beside his Alaskan brothers, she-wolves and litters of four or six in dens, the wolf knows nothing of bricks and pigs or clocks or riding red or leash laws, unless we humans fence him in or poachers' weapons win. He roams the number of months and miles per day, seeking elk or deer. Without him, they grow lazy. He and his family grow thin. With 42 teeth, he snaps their bones, he eats, and takes the nourishment in. For this, his appetite, he is hated by ranchers whose cattle meet him in the night. Canis lupus, gray wolf, western wolf, wild timber wolf, arctic wolf, European wolf. He howls and tingles human spines. For this, they call him villain. Adversary, hungry ghost, Calliope rides upon his speeding back. But he also whimpers, whines, and growls. He speaks to the pack, his only true divines, and they howl with him under moon or none. For community, for territory, with sound and echo, two of them can make the sound of four or more. The bogus effect. To confuse a pack of strangers as to their number and their size. They know he is the first with his shining mate, and separated, their call, both long and low, is lonesome. Red wolf, southeastern cousin, down to the last wild 100. Maned wolf, South America, sometimes confused for fox. Sea wolf on the Canadian coast, Mexican gray wolf, Rocky Mountain wolf. Humans try to predict their fate, but wolf knows how to wait. You might trap him once, but but he won't be fooled again by gun or gate. To Where the Most Light Falls with DJ Tamara on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
You are all alone. I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. Just a phone call left unanswered had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go. Keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse, it's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse, it's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on. I will leave the light on.
I can't seem to drown you out long enough. I feel tuned to the sound of your love. You're like a song that I ain't ready to stow. I got nothing but you on my mind. I'm not ready to be just another of your mistakes. Don't wanna let the pieces fall out of place. all was only just a breath removed from going to waste. Till I found salvation in the form of your grace, your grace, your grace. Don't take it away, your grace, your grace, your grace. Don't take it away. On the verge of almost bleeding you out, are we too wounded now to ever come down? Oh, how I long for us to find common ground. I got nothing but you on my mind. I'm not ready to be just the leather of your mistakes. Don't wanna let the pieces fall out of place. I was only just a breath from going to waste. Till I found salvation in the form of your grace, your grace, your grace. Don't take it away, your grace, your grace, your grace. Don't take it way too close to color your comfort. Oh, just a bouquet undercover. Way too close to color your comfort. Oh, just a bouquet undercover. Your grace, your grace, your grace. Don't take it away. Don't take it away, your grace, your grace, your grace. Don't take it away. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I sometimes I fall in into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Yeah. mercy. Why you gotta show up looking so good just to hurt me? Why you wanna stop this whole damn world from turning? Mercy. Why you hanging on so tight if this ain't working? Why you wanna stop this flame if it's still burning? Cause it's still burning. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. Make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. If you go out tonight and get drunk and lonely, wind up home alone, please don't call me and say you miss me, no. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. Make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. Break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, take it, take it. Oh, if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. If you ever love me, if you ever love me, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine at something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space, and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You're right here all alone. It's like you're my mirror.
get too much. Cause it's like I'm a mirror. My mirror's staring back at me. Staring back at me.
Onto something and original. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple. And I can't help but stare. Cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time.
Just with your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. So I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. But they can see the set in my heart. Show me how to fight for now. I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. Oh, it's like you're a mirror. Oh, my mirror staring back at me. Oh, I couldn't get any bigger. Oh, with anyone else beside me. Oh, and now it's clear as this promise that we're making. To reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. Oh, my mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me. To you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as this promise that we're making. Two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me. Oh.
My life, you are, you are the love of my life.
reflection, and all I see is you. My reflection in everything I do.
With a radio spark, meet me where the most light falls. You've been listening to Where the Most Light Falls with DJ Tamara on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Do go out and get a copy of Poetry Journal, or pick up a book of poetry by Mary Oliver, or anything else that you admire. Share it with a friend. Share it where the most light falls.